Hey guys, and welcome to another episode of the Chronicles of Nadia. As you guys might have noticed, I did change the name. I'm super happy with it. I don't know if everybody got the joke or the pun, but it's a play on words from the Chronicles of Narnia, because people used to always make fun of me in that way. So I thought it would be quite a suited name. I think it suits the topic of the conversations that I'm having very well. So yeah, just leave your comments, let me know what you think, whether you like it or not. I always appreciate all of the feedback. So today, guys, we'll be discussing relationships. Now, it's a very interesting topic. It's a sensitive topic. It's a topic that a lot of people do talk about, but maybe not in the way that I'll be discussing it. So I'm really excited. I have a lot of passion for relationship building and understanding relationships, and I've experienced many types of relationships. So yeah, we'll be discussing friends and family as well as romantic relationships. So stay tuned and let's have a conversation. So in the episode, I'd like to distinguish between three types of relationships, and we'll discuss each of them separately. So the one is your friends' relationships, the second one is your family relationships, and then your third is your romantic relationships. So we'll be discussing those separately because each of those types of relationships don't get treated the same, don't get treated equally, and have different meanings in your life. And different people value those relationships differently. So yeah, let's jump right in. So the type of relationship I thought we should discuss first, which is the easiest in my opinion of the three, is the friendship relationships. Not that any of the relationships is easy or simple. Every relationship is super complex and very complicated and, you know, have very different, many different meanings. But I thought friendship is the one that you can almost navigate the easiest because I just speak from my personal experience and my personal choices. You know, I can navigate my friendship relationships much easier than I can navigate my romantic or my family relationships. So with friendships, it's very interesting because we have very many different friends and they all occupy a different space within our life. Let's take, for example, the friend that you want to go and have a good time with. And you know that he or she's always reliable when you want to go have a drink, when you want to go have a dance, when you want to have fun, let loose and let go. So let's call that friend A. So friend A is your party friend. They're your friend that is always going to bring the good time and always going to make you forget all your problems in that way. So then friend B comes along, and friend B is your more conservative, more introverted, more quiet friend. However you love her or him, and they're in your life for a very good reason. This friend you will go shopping with, this friend you'll go for a coffee with, this friend you will go shopping with, whatever the case is, but it occupies a completely different space within your life. Now, what I've found in the past and the mistakes that I've made in the past is when you try and occupy friend B in friend A's space, what I mean by that is on a night out when you now want to go have a party and you want to let loose and you want to have a couple of drinks and you keep rushing on friend B to join with you and friend A, and friend B doesn't necessarily want to do that, but she caves or he caves because she doesn't want to disappoint you. What ends up happening is it puts a strain on that relationship because it's not who she or he is and it's not the space that you and her or him occupy together. Now, the point I'm trying to make is that it is so vitally important to distinguish the types of friends that you have in your life and the types of friends that you want in your life and not to cross those boundaries. And it's not saying that nobody can be friends together. Obviously, all of your friends can be friends together, and the more that is, the better. But there are so certain situations that you don't cross the boundaries, and I hope you guys understand that, because I've made that mistake before. I fell victim to that space before, because I think people are so desperate to have this unity, and although unity will be there, it doesn't mean that we have to infiltrate in spaces that we don't want to be in. And you know, you also have to distinguish who occupies what space. And you have to distinguish what friends are not serving you. So let's say you have friend A, who's the party animal and who loves going out and who's a jeweler and everything's great. And you've got friend B, who's the coffee drinker, the going shopping, the sleepover friend. And you now sit by yourself one day and you say, but the one is not serving me, and you're holding on to a friendship just because maybe you've been friends for a very long time. And it's tough. It is a tough decision to make. And sometimes you've got to make those decisions that you need to let people go if they're not serving your life and where you are at, or even respecting that. If friend A, who's a party animal, says, well, I'm not going to stop partying, or, you know, if you don't come out with me, you won't see me, then you got to rethink why they're your friend and what that friendship means to you. So the reason I say that this is the easiest one to navigate is because you choose your friends and you choose who you decide to have in your life as a friend. And I think that is very magical. Obviously, it's very hard when you have to make really tough decisions and you have to let people go, which I have. You know, it's never easy, but it's a choice. And it's a wonderful choice that's in your power, because to be able to choose people in your life is really powerful. And I think people underestimate the power of an influence in your life. You know, it could make or break super important decisions moving forward in your life, and it can really determine the success or failure of certain things, like your career or where you live or who you meet going forward, because more often than not you meet someone else through a friend. So it's easy because you can choose, but it's hard because those choices sometimes are really difficult. You know, you have friends that you meet when you're very, very young. And I know all of you out there, or like a lot of you out there, will say, you know, if you met that person today, would you be friends with them? Or would you want to be friends with them? Or would you want to meet them? And sometimes the answer is no. And that's really scary, is because sometimes you grow not together, but you grow apart. And in every relationship, whether it's romantic or not, you need to grow together, or you need to at least respect each other when you grow up or move forward or mature or change something in your life. So, you know, I would say take the time and evaluate each relationship. Decide what is the space that they occupy and what are the spaces that you might be missing out on. For example, you know, I've seen so many people that have these really shallow relationships, and there's nothing wrong with that. Those relationships are great, and having those relationships is a lot of fun, and it's just joyful, and it's happy, and it's just lots of adventure all the time. But what about those deep relationships? Do you want to have a relationship with someone where you can have a really deep, meaningful conversation about really hard issues and really tough topics? And if the answer is yes, you want that relationship and you don't have that right now, you better go find that. Because you can't rely only on, for example, your partner to provide you with that sort of relationship. You need your friends to give you perspective with that. So you evaluate what you have in your life right now in terms of your friends. You evaluate what you don't have, and you then evaluate what you want, and you then distinguish. And again, it's not that you have to box everyone off and nobody can then be friends and that your friendship circle is isolated. It just means that you respect the boundaries of those relationships and you've made that choice. So yeah, that's my take on friendships. It's an easy one to kind of, you know, put in place. It's an easy practice to do. And I think it's really helpful in letting go of toxic relationships and keeping really valuable ones. So the second easiest relationship for me to talk about or to navigate in my life is definitely my romantic relationships, or my romantic relationship with my partner. The reason I say that is, going back on what I said about friends, is, you know, you make the decision on who your friends are and you make those choices to have them stick around or not. And it's the same with your romantic relationships. You choose your partner. You're not forced into any sort of relationship or any sort of agreement with anyone. It's a choice for the most part. Some people don't get to choose, but for the most part, people choose who their partners are, and you also choose to stay or to go. And if you're unhappy and you stay, that's only on you. So that's why I say it's easier, because it's a choice. When it comes to family, it's not always a choice who your family is and how they treat you and what they do. And that we'll discuss that later. But that's why I think that family relationships are the hardest relationships. So there's a few things that I've learned when it comes to romantic or, you know, your life partner relationship. And that's one thing is to really have experienced. And what I mean by that is that in order to, for me to be the person that I am today in my relationship, I've had to learn a lot of things in my previous relationship coming up to this point. And that might be a hard pill to swallow for some people, because you don't want to hear that your previous relationships were so important and played such a big role in your life. But if you don't see it like that, and if you don't see it playing a big role, then you need to reevaluate what time you're spending on people, because it should be important. Every time you spend with someone has to be vitally important to your growth as a human being. So there's things I've learned in my previous relationships, things that I really liked, things that I didn't like, how I liked being treated, and how I treated people. You know, I made a lot of mistakes with my relationships that made me really reevaluate how I was within a relationship. And, you know, I also saw things that I very much liked and things that I didn't like. And it can go, the list can go from shallow to very deep stuff. So it could be like, oh, you know what, like really don't like short guys, or really don't like brown eyes, or whatever it is, you know, or really like brown eyes. Very shallow list, one on the one end. And on the other end is your very deep list. It's like you like somebody who has these morals. You like somebody who has this type of work ethic. You like ambition. You like a career path going in this direction. You guys see yourself going this way, or, you know, there's certain things that you like. You like somebody who's ambitious in their, you know, athletic ability or whatever it is. So, and you can only learn that through experiences. And the sad part is because us as human beings know ourselves so little throughout our life, we are so unknowledged about who we are as human beings. We need experience to evaluate what we enjoy and don't enjoy out of people and out of life. So I think having past relationships is super important. And I'm not saying that if you find your childhood sweetheart and you're together for the rest of your life, that that's wrong. That's great if it works for you. But if you have the option and the opportunity to go out there and meet people all the time and, you know, build relationships and learn from people, then take that opportunity. I'm not saying have sex with everybody and be a complete promiscuous, you know, lady. But what I'm saying is just learn from people. And if that's sex sometimes, then go for it. But it's not about sex. It's about a lot more than that. It's about the deeper relationship and getting to know yourself better through people's experience. So that was one thing I learned. I'm not perfect by any means. I still struggle all the time because, you know, past experiences that hurt you so badly, it's very hard to unlearn those behaviors and unlearn those triggers. You know, there's things that trigger me very badly because you as human being inherently want to protect yourself against being hurt over again. So learn what your triggers are. It's easy to know what your triggers are, because when you explode and when you rage, just take a moment and say, okay, well, clearly what he said, or he or she said or did just now, was a massive trigger for me. And you need to unpack that. You need to unpack why that was a trigger and what that means and how to get rid of that. Because if you keep moving forward in relationships, and you don't fix the stuff from the past, although they were great lessons and great experiences and they're cultivating you as a human being, if you're not going to let go of those triggers, then it's going to affect your relationship going forward, because there's always two people that are playing a part in a relationship. And I can tell you now that your exes are going to say a lot of the stuff about you, about stuff that you did that they didn't like and that they have to unlearn and that they're getting triggered by. So it's always a two-way street. So it's really good to learn that. So then another thing that I learned is to really like take some space. And I don't mean physical space necessarily, but you need to, within a romantic relationship or in a like life partner relationship, you need to occupy your own space and not occupy each other's space all the time. It's not healthy for anyone. It doesn't work. That's when people get cranky with each other, and that's when things get intertwined and confused. And, you know, you need to still be an individual within a relationship. And it doesn't mean that you disregard the other person. It just means that without them, you know who you are. Without them, I'm still Nadia. I still like this. I am this type of person. This is my goals. This is my dreams. When it starts becoming this wee conversation all the time, you know, it becomes a little bit unhealthy, in my opinion. Guys, just remember, these are my opinions. This is how, what I think. It's just, it's not necessarily how other people think about relationships, and it's not necessarily what works for other relationships, but it's what I feel. So yeah, those are just two little things that I've learned. There's obviously a lot more, and we can discuss them in later episodes. You guys can let me know, but these are just two of the most important things, I think. So here comes the kicker of the relationships, and that's the family relationships, at least in my opinion. For me, it's the toughest relationship, type of relationship to navigate, and it's the most complicated relationship to navigate. And again, from what I've said previously, it's because you don't choose your family by some miracle or by some God's work or whatever you believe in. Your family or this life chose you to be with them. And sometimes you question, you know, why am I here? Do I even fit in? Who are these people? And what is the meaning of all of this? Because your family can be, it's a really tough space to be in. You know, in my family, for instance, I'm the eldest of three siblings, and then it's my mom and dad. So we're a family of five. There's a lot of people. We're a lot of big personalities, and we're all extremely different. Like, it's insane to believe that we all actually came out of the same womb, because we are so different. Myself, my sister, and my brother, we are vastly different in personality, in how we are, what we like, where we want to be, everything. We're so, so different, but we came from the same mom. So with families, it's a tough one for me, because I have had strained relationships in my family. And why it's tough for me is because I spend so much time investing in my family. And I think the hard lesson learned is, because I've spent so much time investing in my family, that's the person that sometimes gets targeted more. And it's the most fucked up psychology, or the most fucked up way. But that's what happens, you know. You end up triggering, and you end up targeting the people that you're closest with. And I've unfortunately, you know, in the past just become a target for certain things, because it's easy. And because I think that my family believes that I wouldn't run away, and I'd just come back again, and I would just help them again. And I have, you know, my biggest mistake has been that I haven't walked away and stayed away. You know, it's very difficult for me to stay away from my family, because I'm so entrenched in my family relationships, and I'm so entrenched in the dynamics, and I do love them more dearly than I think anything on this planet. But they hella frustrate me as well. It is so frustrating, because, you know, when you give your time and effort to something, you want to get something back. And I've never asked for anything, and I'm super grateful just to get a thank you. But you know, when you hardly get that, and then you get criticized on top of that, then you feel like a failure when it comes to your family relationships. So besides all of that, I think it's so important in a big family, or in a family of however many people, it's again same as friends. You know, distinguish the relationships within the family, and distinguish who means what to you in what sense. So, for instance, my sister is one of my best friends. I can go to her as a friend, and I can spend time with her as a friend. She becomes almost like a best friend role to me. However, she's my sister, so there are, you know, there's certain boundaries and there's certain things. With my brother's this old soul. He's this, you know, he's this kind of, he's got this patriarch sort of aura about him, although he's sometimes completely useless. I know he's going to listen to this. Well, I hope he listens to this. But he's amazing. He's one of the most, he's the smartest person I know. He's amazing. He's fun. He's funny. He's intelligent. But he's got this aura that sometimes he doesn't always live up to. And he then occupies a different space for me. He's definitely a person I go to for different things. And he's not the person that I'm going to go have a sort of a one-on-one drink with every Friday because we're best friends. You know, he's my little brother as well. So that also changes things. Like, my sister and I are much closer in age than my brother and I. But my brother and I growing up had a very close relationship, sometimes over and above my sister. Again, as I'm talking about this, can you just see how complex it is? The relationship changes as you grow up. And you know what? For some reason, they're still there and you can't get rid of them. And you don't want to get rid of them, but you have to deal with it better. And as people grow up in your relationships, in your family, you have to adapt to them. You can't look at them. Like my brother, for instance, I can't look at him as my baby brother who I need to take care of anymore. He's now on his own. He's super independent. He's doing his own thing. And he's not my little brother anymore. He's an equal to me. You know, although sometimes I feel that I should be respected as the eldest, he's still now, we're all on the same playing field. So we need to distinguish that. Then it comes to the parents' relationship, and that's a really, like, strange one for me because, you know, I used to be my dad's, my dad and I used to be the closest, and the relationship has changed over the years. Now my mom and I are super close, but there comes a lot of, like, turmoil with that. Like, we often fight, we often have disagreements, and there's often things that happen that, you know, I'm really not happy with, and I'm sure they're not happy with, but, the one thing, and this I think was my most important thing that I learned from my partner, was stop looking for them for the recognition and for, like, that okay sign and for, like, the okay go. They don't deserve that from me anymore, and I don't need to worry about that anymore. I'm an adult in my own life, and if I keep on trying to please people that might not be pleased, it's going to make my life miserable. For what? For them, it's nothing. For them, it doesn't mean anything because they're already doing their thing regardless of what I think. Why must I worry about what they think? You know, obviously, it doesn't take away from me being, like, super grateful for everything that they've done for me and, you know, the life that I've been given and the opportunities that have been presented to me. But I can't now go and live my life to make them happy as a payback or as a repayment, because that's what I've always felt. I always felt like somehow, some way, I needed to repay them. And you know, the on a side note, the worst is that they never even saw it sort like that. They never even saw that that's what I was trying to do, that I was trying to just show them how grateful I was by giving up a lot of parts of my life. And so the important lesson for me with my parents was to let that go. Let go of them in an emotional sense. Obviously love them and care for them, but, like, I need to start seeing them almost as, you know, just people that we enjoy having a conversation with and spending time with. But I need to stop seeing them as these superiors that I need to keep happy, and that if I don't do something that pleases them, I can't do it. That's bullshit and needs to stop. So again, it's obviously, I can talk about this for days, but I don't want the podcast to be too long. So that's just a few points of all these relationships. And yeah, so I hope you can take something from it. If you want to hear a little bit more about relationships, let me know, and we can definitely continue the conversation because there's a lot more that we haven't touched on. So guys, thank you for listening in, and I really hope you enjoyed it. I know it was a little bit short in terms of, you know, covering all the bases of relationships. There's so much to talk about, and it is so complex, as I've said before. So I would like to continue the discussion because I think it is so vitally important to, you know, get tips and tricks and tools to navigate through relationships more easily. And to spend more time thinking about them, because relationships in your life is so damn important. And if we don't spend time actually thinking about how to do it better, then I think there's a big part of our life that might be lacking, or a big part of your life that is not as good as it could be. And relationship really can make a difference. So yeah, I'm really stoked about this podcast. I hope you guys are as well. And definitely send me some feedback, and I'll see you guys soon. Cheers.